Hello, Mickey Milers. Michelle here, and I wanted to let you know that the Mickey Miles podcast is sponsored by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. When runner friends, family, or even complete strangers ask me advice about booking their Disney vacation, I send them to MEI Mouse Fan Travel because I know they do an amazing job planning my Disney vacations, and they'll do an amazing job planning yours too. Please visit them at MEI-MouseFanTravel.com or by clicking on the link on the Mickey Miles Podcast website.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 88 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Michelle Scribner-McLean, and today you might notice that somebody is missing from our podcast. Well, we gave co-host Mike the day off because he deserves it, and we're going to have a special topic today. We're going to be talking about gear for girls, running gear for girls. So Mike bowed out of this one. There were actually a lot of guys who wanted to volunteer to give their two cents and offer expertise about gear for girls. But I have two very special guests, both of whom are wonderful runners, great friends, and have given me a lot of advice about running gear. So I'd like to introduce our first guest, and she is from Austin, Texas, and her name is Jill Bent. Welcome to the show, Jill.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me.
And are you a podcast newbie? I mean, have you ever been on a podcast before?
I have not. This is my very first time. So, yes, I am a newbie.
Woohoo. And Jill has been wonderful. All my little trips to Austin, we've gotten to run together, and she's shown me around. So I love visiting there because I love running in Austin, but mostly to see Jill.
Yeah.
And our other guest is a veteran of the Mickey Miles podcast and probably the person single most responsible for me spending lots of extra running money, and that is my buddy, Helen Dunn. Welcome to the show, Helen. Welcome back to the show, Helen.
Hi, everybody, and I'm glad to be back.
So the reason that we decided to do this show is that we know there's a lot of running gear for both women and men, but there are some considerations that you need to make. If you're a woman, there's some special running gear, there's some extra running gear, and we thought it might be helpful to give folks some advice about things that we've used, because I think that all three of us have definitely spent a lot of money on running gear, and some stuff is great and some stuff isn't. And I think that we definitely have some tips that'll help people out. So let's get right to the nitty gritty, ladies. Let's start off with running bras. So what I wanted to say first about running bras is that you might spend a lot of money on your sneakers. You might spend a lot of money on a running shirt or running shorts. And if you're like me, you might not tend to want to spend a lot of money on your running bra, but I think it's a good thing to invest in. What do you think, Helen?
I tend to spend a lot of money on them because next to my shoes, it's the most important thing that I have when I run.
So how much money do you spend before we get into the specifics about what types you use?
I have spent almost $100 on a running bra, but lately I've switched to a new one, and I'm pretty sure it costs $65.
Okay. And what about you, Jill? Do you think this is important?
It is important, but I, thankfully, I got into the Nike Pro, a very simple running bra, like when I started running, and that has worked well for me. I've not had to really change or explore anything different, and I think the only thing I have to be a little careful of sometimes is in Texas, we deal with the heat a lot, and so I have to I've learned to use Body Glide, not only, you know, in strategic areas like on your legs, but also like, you know, where some of the seams are and things, but Nike's worked really well for me. So I've just kind of stuck with it.
Oh, very smart. Yeah. Lots of Body Glide and around the straps and things like that. So how much does the Nike Pro cost?
They run, you know, $20-$25. They're very reasonable. It's a very plain, you know, just it's kind of like a I think of it as a compression bra. You know, it really doesn't have the individual, you know, the adjustable straps or anything like that. It's pretty much just kind of a slide on and go.
Okay. Cool. And you can probably get that at any Nike store or Dick's Sporting Goods or Sports Authority, any place that sells Nike.
Any place that sells Nike, and they come in every, you know, color, shape, size you can imagine. So it's really fun. I think I've got about 12 of them in, you know, different colors. So they're great.
All right. What about you, Helen?
Well, I'll start off with the one that cost $1 million, and that was of the compression variety, and it was made by CWX, mm-hmm. and I loved it. And it got me through many marathons.
You talk about it as if it's passed on.
It has passed on, mostly because it was great while you were running, but it was like nearly impossible to get off when you were sweaty and tired.
It was like a wrestling match. It's like the CWX tights that a lot of people have.
Exactly. So I had a somewhat love-hate relationship with it.
You'd have to start like a half an hour before your run to get it on.
And it was just as hard to get off. So it was, you know, it did its job extremely well. And it did not have any I'd never had any chafing issues with it. And it kept things where they needed to be. And I am on the larger side, so I needed them to be kept where they needed to be.
I hear that, sister. Okay. What other types? What's your $65 type?
So lately, I am a big fan of Skirt Sports, and they just this summer have introduced a line of sports bras. So I was quick to jump on that bandwagon, and I have been really happy with the one that I got from them. It's quite a lot different from what I was used to. It's very adjustable. It keeps, you know, it's not so much the compression one uniboob, as people sometimes say. Mm-hmm. Keeps them separate. It's kind of even thick a little bit. But it has very adjustable straps. You can adjust them with Velcro. You could change it to a racer back style or a regular up and down style. It's really very adjustable. And it has some mesh panels on there, so it's pretty good with, you know, I've been running in 90 degree heat and high humidity, and it's been really a winner.
So for that, would you have to go on the Skirt Sports website?
They are in some stores when you can type in your zip code and find out. I'm an online shopper, so I have never seen them in person. But I know they are in some running stores around. But you'd have to, you know, kind of see if your town is on their map.
Cool. Well, I use two different types. One is Moving Comfort. And Moving Comfort is, there are lots and lots of different types, and I've seen them in running stores. I've seen them at some Disney expos, and you can also get them online. And it's about $55 to $65, too. The type that I use is Juno. And I'm like Helen, I need to keep those puppies in place. This does the job. The other type is that I use has a very funny name. It's from Lululemon, and it's called Tata Tamers. And it's great for exercise, but it's not cheap either. That's about $50 or $60 as well. So before we move on from this topic, how many do you think that you need to have if you're training for, you know, a race, a half marathon or a marathon? Jill, what do you think? You have about 20.
I have a bra. I have one for every time I run. So, you know, if I'm training and I'm running 4 days a week, I've got a fresh bra. And when I travel, I take, you know, I take a skirt and a bra for every run that I have going.
Okay. And what about you, Helen?
Well, I hate to do laundry, so I have quite a few also. But I told you I just switched to this new Kelly bra from Skirt Sports, and I bought four of them once I decided that I liked it, because I wanted to have four for when I do Dopey in the fall.
Yeah, that's the thing, I think, when you find one that you like, because it takes, at least for me, it takes a while that you just, that's the one you buy, that's the one you stick with. Cool. All right, so if we haven't lost all of our male listeners yet, let's move on to first sweating. So there, you know, some people wear headbands, some people wear hats. What do you guys choose to wear to stop the sweat? What about you, Helen?
I am a big fan of the visor. So I have a lot of visors. Mostly they are by head sweats are the ones that work the best for me.
Okay. Jill?
I do visors in the summertime, and then I do a hat in the winter. I'm not, I'm not real picky about them, other than, you know, I do try to get something that has the, you know, that's made for the sweaty runner head, but I don't, I have some Nike visors that are great. I have some, a lot of Run Disney products that, you know, they're sport hats that they'll sell at the various expos. I wear those in the winter and those are fabulous.
Cool. Well, yeah. I have, I'm a big sweaty band person. I have lots and lots of different sweaty bands, and those are about, from about $15 to $18. And I love them. In fact, sometimes I wear them in the summer when I'm not even running, when I'm just walking around or, you know, just hanging out. If I'm outside, they're fantastic. But on really hot days, I wear them, and I wear a visor or a hat. So the cool thing about them is they stay put, they stay right on your head, and they really do stop the sweat. And they're thin ones, and they're thicker ones, and you see a lot of people using them at, like, the Princess and things like that. And you can get those at different expos. I've seen them at Dick's Sporting Goods, at my local running store, and they have a great website, too. So another thing that I've seen people use are Bondi bands, and those are kind of thicker, and you can make them into a ponytail and things like that. So those are pretty good, too. All right, what about skirts? Jill, what do you use for running skirt?
My favorite running skirt is a Skirt Sport. I actually got that recommendation from Helen. She and I had the pleasure of running my very first half with Helen, and she recommended, she was wearing a Skirt Sport that day and recommended them to me. I am very picky. Skirts I prefer to run in a skirt, and I'm very picky about them. And Skirt Sports for me has been, one of the few brands that I could find that has a long enough shorty underneath the skirt. I need a little bit longer shorty, and then also they stay in place really well. So I have a couple of other ones. I have one from Title IX that I wear occasionally, and also the very first skirt I ever bought was from Run Girl Run, and that is a very heavy duty and a really nice skirt. But both of the shorties under those skirts are just a tad bit shorter than I think it's the 5-inch that's underneath the Skirt Sport. And so I actually prefer my Skirt Sports and have wound up buying several of different colors and varieties in that brand.
So do you have the Gym Girl?
Is that I do. I have the Gym Girl. I have about 3 or 4 of them, and they come in, you know, a variety of colors. And so I have, you know, black is always great to have, but then I have a couple of the designer, you know, patterned ones, a leopard pattern and a blue, different colors, and they're fun.
And they also have a place for you to put your iPod, too, if you want to, a little pocket on the Gym Girl Ultra, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, there's a pocket on each leg of the shorty, and then you can run your earphones up through the little hole on the side, which is very convenient.
Yeah, that is really cool. What about you, Helen?
Well, as I said earlier, I'm a big Skirt Sports fan. I typically wear the Gym Girl skirt, too. But lately I have been dabbling in the Happy Girl skirt, which is even a little bit longer than the Gym Girl, which when I was running in the winter, I was happy to have more of my legs a little bit covered.
So that's also from Skirt Sports too.
Also from Skirt Sports. It's just a little bit longer. I think it's maybe an inch longer, and it's a little bit more, there's a little bit more fabric, I think. So it hides a little more.
Okay.
The other interesting thing is with the Happy Girls, it has a zipper pocket, which is good for my car keys. And some of them, not every color, but some of the colors have a tennis pocket. So the pocket's the other way around, so you can tuck the ball in there.
Oh, cool. That's neat.
Yeah. So I don't actually play tennis, but my friend who I was running with tried one on at the expo and was like bonkers over the tennis pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
Snapped it up.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
That's an interesting feature, I think.
Well, I love Skirt Sports, too. I do have a few Gym Girl Ultras, and there are a lot of different varieties of skirts that you can get. You can get some with the gym shorts underneath. Some of them don't have them. I have one that you can put your race number, attach your race number to it. And I like them very much. I agree with everything you said, Jill. The only thing I might add is that I find that it's very, the mesh is very light. So it really breathes really well, better than my other skirts. It just feels lighter. And a lot of them have tops that match them too. And I have a lot of Nike shorts too, but I think my favorite running skirt that I have, I got on clearance. It's really it's an Under Armour skirt. And the reason that I like it is because it has kind of like rubber piping around the bottom of the leg that really makes sure that those little shorties don't come up. So I find I'm wearing those an awful lot too. But so let's give people an idea about how much these skirts can cost. I know that Skirt Sports often has different sales. I think that's where I've gotten most of my Gym Girl Ultras. Helen and Jill, any idea?
I think they tend to be in the $60 to $75 range, I think, at Skirt Sports, if they're not on sale. But they do tend to have sales. A lot of times you can even get a 20% discount by posting them on Facebook, like say, hey, I like Skirt Sports, and they give you 20% off.
Oh, that's
it's
cool.
Kind of a nice little easy to earn coupon.
So if people didn't want to spend that much money, another option is Target often has exercise skirts too. You can get some at Target, and it's kind of like the Champion knockoff. And those are pretty good too. So I know I use another one I use is Lululemon. I have a Lululemon skirt too, but I like the tennis ball thing too. I have a friend who is talking about the tennis ball pocket. I don't have one of those yet. All right.
I'm going to chime in with one other tidbit. Sure. I just this week tried out a new skirt from Running Skirts, which is they're at a lot of expos too. They have, I think it's Sisters created that brand.
Oh, right. I know that.
And they have a lot of really cute patterns and everything else, and I got them. But what was different about that skirt to me was the pockets are on the outside, like so they're on the skirt part, not on the shorty part, which to me made them feel a little less secure. Like I was afraid my keys were going to fly out, whereas the other ones were a little, they're sort of a little protected when they're under your skirt, and that they were also too small to fit in my cell phone.
Oh, which, interesting.
Yeah, so that's a little tidbit.
You know, you sort of got me thinking, too. There's another skirt that I know a lot of people buy, which is sparkle skirts. I don't happen to have any. I've seen them at expos, and people go crazy over them. They use them a lot of times for parts of their princess costume and things like that. Do either of you have a sparkle skirt?
I have a couple of sparkle skirts that I have actually used for costumes. And, you know, they're great if you have the shorties underneath them. That, you know, you can actually buy shorties in different brands where they have the pockets on the leg. Skirt Sport, I think, again, they sell just the shorty that you can buy, and then you can pull the skirt over that, and that works out really well. I don't tend to wear them for anything other than just in a race costume, but I noticed that I just ordered this week a new skirt from Skirt Sports again that is called a roll-down skirt. And it's kind of the same concept, it's just a skirt that you would pull over any shorty. You wouldn't. It doesn't have the shorts built in. And so for me here in Austin, we have Academy Sports, and it's a great retailer, kind of like Target, where you can get some good, you know, knockoff brand clothing there. And they have a great just a pull-on shorty it comes in three different lengths, and they're real basic, and I wear those for my daily runs. And so I ordered one of these roll-down skirts to see if I could use that, just pull over, you know, my old-fashioned ones for a short run where you don't need to be carrying gels or things that you might tend to be putting in those pockets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet. I mean, like I said, I just ordered it, but it looks like a great product.
You know, one thing that we probably should talk about, kind of maybe we should have talked about this at the beginning, is why would people want to wear a skirt versus just gym shorts or, just shorties anyway? Why do you think?
Well, I can speak for myself. I always had annoying chafing problems when I would try to run in shorts. So then I would start to wear compression shorts, and they're just not that attractive. So I was happy to hide myself under a cute little skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And it solved my chafing problem.
Jill?
I totally agree with what Helen says. I wear them for a little added coverage. I'm not comfortable just wearing, a compression, even a capri. I tend to, put some type of a little skirt or something over it. I'm just not comfortable roaming around and, you know, just that. So I like that little added coverage.
For myself, I do have some Nike shorts, and the chafing definitely is an issue. I just feel so comfortable in the skirts. They just really feel comfortable to me, especially the skirt sports where the mesh is so light. So cool. Everybody's going to be spending lots of money after listening to this podcast. I'm already writing down ideas of other things here. So what about compression socks? A lot of people wear them during long runs or after runs for recovery. Helen, why don't you talk about some of the many that you have? I know you've talked about that on the podcast before.
Yeah, I do have a lot of compression socks and sleeves. I tend to wear the calf sleeves when I'm running, and I wear socks when I'm recovering, which from what I'm learning is kind of opposite from what a lot of people do, but that seems to work for me. My preferred brand is Zensa, and that's primarily because they were the first pair that I ever had, and they were comfortable, and I stuck with them.
So why would we include them on a girl gear show? What are special patterns that you can get?
Well, yeah, Zensa comes in a lot of colors, just standard issue plain ones, but they also have some tie-dye variety. I just bought a American flag kind of print for the 4th of July race I ran, and they seem to be coming out with more and more all the time. I think they even have Argyle. I know they have Argyle compression socks. I'm not sure that they have Argyle compression sleeves. But they definitely come in a lot of colors. They can make your outfit.
So you get the skirt sports, you get the Zensa fun colored socks, or you're going to be spending a lot of money. Jill, do you have any that are funky colors?
I have one pair of CEM. CEP, and they're like a neon pink. Mm-hmm. And so that, I have a couple of pair of white or something, but you know, my neon pink is about as wild as I get, and they work well for me.
And I have some purple ones too, but not nearly the museum of compression socks that our dear friend Helen has. She has a lot.
my latest purchase is, I branched out and I got a pair from Bondi Bands, who makes a lot of headgear, but they have moved into the sock arena, and I got a pair of neon pink cheetah print compression socks.
Oh, so you're going to have to post those on the Mickey Miles podcast Facebook page. Oh, I'd love to see those.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm going to be brave enough to wear them to run in, but we'll see.
That's cool. Okay. Another thing is, I didn't think about this, but when I was messaging Jill and Helen about being on the show, Helen reminded me of probably the one purchase that I influenced her on, which was a new GPS watch. So, Helen, why did you end up getting the Garmin 10? Because I think you and I probably got it for similar reasons.
Well, I got it just because I was sort of getting tired of I wore 305 before, and I was very happy with the Garmin 305, but it's huge. The thing is huge. So I was like thinking about getting a new watch, maybe something a little less bulky. And Michelle got the Garmin 10 and was a big fan. And it is absolutely light as a feather.
Yeah, I think you were thinking about it, but then we saw each other at the Virginia Wine Country Half Marathon, and you said something like, "Wow, I didn't realize it was that small or it was that light." When you held it, I think you were sold, right?
Yeah, it was. Putting it in my hand, it's like air. And compared to that big, bulky clunker of the 305, it's really, for most of the runs I do, it has all the features that I need. I just did an 18-mile run, and I missed the 305 a little bit for some of the data, but I do that a lot less often than I run 3 or 4 miles, and the Garmin 10 is perfect for that.
So how was the battery for 18 miles?
It was fine. It was down. We took our time doing those miles, and I even went for a real short bike ride afterwards, and I still had one bar when it was over. So I have a 20 coming up too in a couple weeks, and I think that's going to help me understand if it's going to last for a whole marathon, because the flaw of the Garmin 10 is that its battery says it only lasts for 5 hours.
Right, right.
And I'm guessing that means 5 hours of GPS tracking, because I know it has stayed awake for longer than 5 hours of just being a watch.
Right. And the cool thing is that, you know, there are definitely more manly colors. There's black and I think red and black, but you can get it in purple and white or green and white. I think there's a pink version too, maybe an orange version. Jill, do you happen to have one of those? Did you get one?
I am still on my clunky old Garmin 310, and I love it. It's the only watch I've ever worn. My husband gave it to me a few months after I started running, and it's still going strong. So
cool.
I'm happy there. Yeah.
Okay, so why don't we finish up? There are probably many more things that we could talk about, but we'll probably have at least one more of these shows coming up in the future. But let's talk about podcasts or blogs that are kind of focused on women and women in running. And Helen, you had one that you wanted to recommend.
It was probably about a year ago I discovered the website and podcast called Another Mother Runner. And I found them actually from a book, because the women who host the show, their names are Sarah Bowen Shea and Dimity McDowell. They both write for Runner's World. And so their names were familiar, and I had heard that they had written a couple of books. One's called Run Like a Mother, and one's called Train Like a Mother. And their whole focus is on women and moms who are getting out there and being athletes. And I am not a mom, but I was very interested in their how do you fit training for a marathon into your life, because you have so many other things going on. And I figured I want to see what their take is on scheduling runs. And they have they mark some of their runs with like a little coffee cup that indicates this is a run you can do, but if you have to blow one off, this is the one that you should blow off this week. And then they have one that's has a gold star next to it that says absolutely don't skip this one for anything. So they have like this interesting spin on things.
And what does their podcast do? Kind of talk about tips and things like that?
And their podcast is, they answer questions, they talk about their own training, but they also have had a lot of interesting guests on. They've had a couple of different doctors have been on there to talk about gynecology and those types of questions. They've had a dermatologist on to talk about sunscreen and skin-related things. They've had an allergist on. They've also had some, like Christopher McDougall and Bart Yasso, I think, have both been on to talk specific about running. And a lot of times it's just chatter, but they're funny because one is more focused on timing and being a speedy runner, and the other one is a more casual runner. And her questions are like, oh, what are you wearing at your race? Like, what outfit are you going to put on? Mm-hmm. And the other one is like, what were your splits? And, you know, they talk about their kids. They have a lot of, it feels to me like you're running with your friends when you're listening to them,
which is
kind of, you know, and it appealed to me much more than I thought it would, since I, like I said, I'm not a mom.
Very nice. Jill, do you have any that you would recommend that are focused on women?
I don't. Okay. I'm a Mickey Miles podcaster, and that's kind of the extent of my podcast world. So sorry.
That's okay. That works for me. That's fine. But if anybody else has any that they'd like to recommend on our Facebook page, we'd love to hear podcasts and blogs that are focused on women and running. Okay, so I think that's enough for today. I think we probably, if we added up all the money that we're suggesting that people spend, it's going to be quite a bit. But we'd love to hear your suggestions. Again, go on the Facebook page and tell us what type of skirts, what type of bras, what type of compression socks, any other gadgets that are women-focused. And we hope we didn't lose all the men in this conversation. Maybe you can think of great tips to buy your partners in your life. And I want to thank my guest today, Jill Bent from Austin, Texas. Thanks for being on the show, Jill.
Thank you so much. It was great fun.
And Helen Dunn from Pennsylvania.
Thanks for having me back.
And I forgot to do a shout out at the beginning, but I'm going to do it at the end. And that is to our good buddy, Rich Gehring, who volunteers every week and does an amazing job on the show notes. I know he's going to have a great time doing the show notes and finding the links for all these wonderful things. So, Rich, we think you're wonderful and we want to give you a big shout out. Right, ladies?
Yes, we love Rich. And I'll throw Rich in that. Rich is a big fan of multicolored compression sleeves, too.
Yes. I'm sure he was going to really appreciate your saying that.
They're cool. They're tie-dyed. They're awesome.
This episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast has been brought to you by our buddies at MEI Mouse Fan Travel. They make planning your Disney vacation a breeze. Their experienced vacation planners love Disney themselves, and they take the extra time to make every Disney vacation magical. Book your next trip with them at MEI-MouseFanTravel.com or by clicking on the link at the Mickey Miles Podcast website. Okay, so for Helen Dunn and Jill Bent and my co-host who has the day off today, Mike Scopa, this is Michelle Scrivener-McLean, and we will see you on the road.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.